Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. And our question goddess, Tiffany.
Hello.
So we are all here. Come on in, everybody. Tell us where you're from. Shine your light. Light up your part of the grid. When you shine your light, that lights up your part of the grid. Ooh, and they're saying, and more. When you go, I'm seeing it beam and expand. It's like it goes up and it
Ooh.
goes. So, and more is
And
now.
more.
Ooh. Very
Enough.
cool. Do
I
your
get that.
thing.
You got that, and much more is always the thing I hear, and much more.
Much more. Yeah, that was, yeah. So that's cool. That's the first I've seen that. Usually it's always just the beams going up, but now it's beams and then it's like a big circle and it goes there. Keeps going out.
Ooh.
Yeah, with on it's like it hits a. It's kind of like an atmosphere kind of thing. It's a grid, you know,
Oh,
it's like that. And it goes.
it's the atmosphere and then goes bubbling out. Look what you guys are doing.
I know. And then imagine, okay, each one of us are doing that. And as it goes out, now we're overlapping. All that is strengthening and doing all kinds of things. This is so cool.
Now you're going to hear him going, "Don't touch me. They're touching me." No.
No, it's all loving.
Yep. Bring
It's
it
all
in.
loving. Yeah.
Bring it in. I love it. What do you want everybody to do?
Just said,
Oh.
shine your light. Tell us where you're from.
I know what I want everybody to do.
Good.
I'm not fully in my body, I guess. I would like everybody to put their questions in our comment section. If you are on my Facebook, it does not get to us. So please go to YouTube or to one of the other Facebook broadcasts. But please, if you are on my Facebook, we don't see your questions. And then we feel bad later when we see you ask them. So please do that. Now, how do you get your question asked? You address it to capitalized Tiffany and or Goddess Tiffany in the Sky,
Whatever
Princess
you want,
Tiffany,
whatever nice things you want to say
all the
to
nice things, all the nice things. So definitely put Tiffany on there though, because if you're in one of the chats, she might just assume you're chatting and doesn't realize it's a question. And she's going through a bunch of these things, so it's easier for her to spot it if it's right there.
Yeah, and if it's all in the one place. Right. It all feeds in to where she is. So that's another reason. Okay. There was a reason for that. Tiffany, what did you say last time? What they need
She
to do
doesn't
to make
get the ones
sure.
off of mine.
Okay. That was it. Okay.
Sorry.
I
She
guess
unmuted and
that
muted. And so I think we got it. But yeah, my Facebook page does not get your questions. So please ask them somewhere, YouTube.
It causes the mayhem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bring it in. Bring in the mayhem. So we appreciate you guys doing that and asking us your brilliant questions, telling us where you're all from is awesome. What else? There's supposed to be like, I don't know, the energy. I saw just a peak of something with the energy, and I was trying to, it broke it down by astrological sign. I started listening to it, and then I did one of those things where my mind wandered off somewhere else, and then I
Well,
was like, oh,
I
I think
would
this is here.
predict the energy is moving.
I think the energy might be moving. Yes.
I would venture
Literally,
to say that was a pretty
figuratively.
good guess.
Moving forward.
No, things are starting to move. I mean, because I think that's, you know, where we get in those stuck places where we feel like, oh, I'm in walking in quicksand. And then I think we said last week it feels like it's starting to maybe start move and everything. And I would venture that it's probably moving now just because of some things that have just happened recently. And so we'll just so if you start th seeing things happening that you've been trying, to make happen or whatever, that's sometimes you just have to wait for everything to be right.
Sometimes, and I say this from experience, I feel like there's lessons in it and it doesn't get to move till you get it.
Bingo. Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah. So to stop with the mystery, I put an offer in on a house and I heard back yesterday that they accepted the offer. But there's been a lot of pausing and waiting for this house to be available because it's a relative's house, and so it's not going on the market. But we were just waiting to hear from the relatives. So there's been a long wait with the pauses and or what I feel like was a long wait. They probably felt like it went real fast because when you're in that stuff, it can be chaotic. But when you're waiting, it's like, well, should I start doing this or should I wait? Or should I start doing that or should
Yeah,
I
you don't
wait?
know what to do.
Nope. And then it's like, okay, go. So, like I was saying before we went live, everything you see here has got to get in a box and in a truck. So I got a lot of as my cousin said to me, your summer just got real busy. And
True.
so if I look a little haggard in the next couple of or if the show does not go live
Yeah,
and the
that you
repeat
know
is because
why
I have
now.
had to dive deep into preparing
Yeah.
for that. So that was the mysterious talk. But yes, things are moving
Yeah.
along.
So I wonder if anyone else is having things move now. I mean, like you said, though, part of it's like you learn things. You have to, whatever it was you needed to learn to get it to move, you know. So it's because it's always waiting for us. Gosh, that is so annoying when we find that out later. It was all waiting for me. I had to get this realization. I had to get this understanding before it would ever go anywhere.
Yeah.
Goodness, can you just give me a bigger hint as to what it is I'm learning?
Yeah, I got some good lessons out of that. But it's really funny and not funny. We all know how this works. I had sessions that were coming in that the messages for them were echoes of a message I needed to hear.
Sure. Yeah.
And
Here.
one of the messages was, to kind of go for it, like quit holding back and just go for it. And so following that guidance and just it was like just put in your offer, put in what you can do and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And
What have
so
you
I did.
got to lose?
Yeah. And here it would seem like they were just kind of waiting for me to get that offer in so that they could let me know. I think they already had their minds made up. But
Yeah, but we can't move forward until you do
yeah.
that.
So they're waiting on me and I'm waiting on them. And
Oh, funny.
anyways, at the end of the day, it was a wonderful experience. It's going to continue to be a wonderful experience. And I kind of the fun part is I got to talk with some cousin my there's three siblings over there, three cousins, and I got to talk with all of them and kind of reminisce and have a good time just one-on-one chats with them. I see to me those things are all part of the magic. And that was a good experience. And so yeah, moving forward, the thing it, see I'm still in it because I'm like, oh, how am I gonna get that to work? And how am I gonna get that to work? And I gotta sell my house, and so I gotta put all these ducks in a row. And so I'm sitting here not knowing really what the next step's going to be to
Yeah,
help
but
that
what
happen.
is it
And
we
I don't
know?
need to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't need to. It
I
will
don't
all
need to.
fall into place.
I know it's going to work out. And so I'm just putting it out to the universe. And it's kind of fun because I kind of, put feelers out with family and friends and stuff of, can you guys give me ideas of what you might would do to move this, get this to work faster, and I'm getting suggestions and stuff, and it's opening my mind to things, directions I wouldn't have thought to take. And I'm like, oh, that's very helpful. Okay. So it's going to be a big learning curve, and you guys get to go on the ride with me. So here we go. Buckle up. No, no. We're manifesting this.
Smooth,
Wow, this
ease and
transaction's
flow.
so easy.
Ease and flow.
So easy. Oh my goodness. And all this stuff is going to pack up so fast. And
Yep.
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, the house I'm moving to is half this size. So yard sale. There's going to be some things that don't go with us. And it's really interesting too because I was talking with a gal today, and I was clearly shown that she is ready to let go of an old version of herself. And I knew as soon as that message came in, that was for me as well. I was like, I'm letting go of a version of myself, and it's the version of myself that always, lets everybody else go first. Here you go. And this time it was like, it's your turn. You get it. And you move on that. Oh, okay.
Nice.
So here we are. You got my speech. You're all caught up on my life.
All excited?
All
All
excited.
excited for you?
Lots of things. Thank you. Lots of things are starting to roll and move. And so, anyway.
And if it can
Oh,
happen to
that's why the
Tracy?
water is in the lawn or in the backyard, because water is emotion.
Emotion. I was going to say that before, and you started on to something else, but I was going to say, yes,
Yeah.
emotions. What's all the emotional stuff about this? I was say, if it can happen to Tracy, it can
Oh yeah,
happen
you guys. I'm
to
what I'm always like the little poster child for the
always,
it's
always.
like, do you guys always have to use me as an example?
Apparently so, yeah.
Like, but you're so willing. Yeah. So welcome in, you guys. Put where you're from. Ask us a good question. How do you do that? I'm going to repeat it because some of you may have come in late. Ask your question by putting Tiffany, Goddess Tiffany, Princess Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany, but Tiffany in capital letters, and then ask your question. And if you're on my Facebook page, go to my YouTube page, because my Facebook page is not linking with our where it filters all the questions into us. So
Being persnickety.
that's a great word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
I
right.
don't know where it gets it from, but that's what it's being.
That could be our energy update as being persnickety. Yeah. I like it. That's going to be your word of the day. Keep going. See where else you can use that word.
Yeah. Can you spell the word? Can try, but we're not going to do it right now.
Have you noticed? I mean, for me, I've gotten so spoiled with, I've always thought, oh, I could never write a book because I'm horrible at grammar and spelling and blah, blah, blah. And then, then we get all of these autocorrects, and now AI will even help you find the right words and all the things. And it's like, then I was writing notes the other day. I'm like, I don't know how to spell that. So I just phonically put it out there. And I mean, you could tell by looking at it, I
Yeah.
totally do not have the word
Missed
spelled
it. Yeah.
even close, but I'm like, I'll know what it means.
I know. Now that, and that's disturbing because, I mean, to me, because that happened to me a couple of times. And I'm like, huh, I have always prided myself
Oh yeah, you're the word lady.
on being very good at spelling and knowing words. And when I was stumped, I'm like, I don't remember how to spell this word. And I was like, oh, it finally came to me, but that is disturbing. And it's just because of all those things, all these assistances that
Yeah,
we have, and it takes it
it's
away.
like we all, when we were growing up, if you wanted to call someone, it's because you remembered their phone number
And you had a lot of phone numbers in your
and you had a
head.
lot of phone numbers. Yep, I could call 20 different friends, I knew their number, and now I probably couldn't even call my children.
No,
So.
I know. I kind of have Tiffany's, but no, you don't.
I
We
thought you
don't
were going to
allow that
recite it,
anymore.
and then we were all going to have
Yeah,
Tiffany.
exactly.
Prove it. Prove you have Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's
5 5 5. What was that? What was
funny.
that used to be in the song? There was a three
Oh, six.
five.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 6 5. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
8 6 7 5 3 0 9.
There we go.
See, we
She's
can't
still
even
got the
remember the
memory.
song. Good job, Tiffany.
Yeah.
That's too funny. Everybody else in the
Anybody ever tried
audience
to
is,
call that?
people have called that. Yeah. I don't think it's anybody's actual number, but maybe the audience knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear them singing the song though. They're all like, oh Lord, these two. They can't even get the song right.
Oh, I know. I know. We get lots of, yeah, I know. You guys are like, what on earth am I just falling into? Anybody new here? I know you're completely perplexed. What is this?
What did I just stumble upon? And it's like a train wreck. I can't look away.
Yeah, exactly. stay. We'll give you more. We'll see.
gets better. We promise.
We promise.
Ish.
Yeah. Ask questions. We'll start tapping in. We'll get answers. And you can, it resonates or it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you stay or you don't.
Use
We would love you to
your own
stay.
discretion on it. Yeah.
Exactly. Use your own discernment with whatever comes through. How does it resonate with for you? And if it doesn't resonate, then what would your answer be? I mean, because it's like we all have our own truth. And that's
Yes.
probably, ooh, this is a big one coming in. That's probably the biggest message. Because everybody thinks there's one truth, one set of facts, one, all these things, you know, and it's not like that. There's so much going on. We are such major multidimensional beings that are remembering now. We're starting to remember who we are, and we're operating on these different dimensions and different timelines and all these things. So we're seeing things and doing things differently. Where before, I mean, that's what wars are about, or is that one fact? Ours is the truth. And
Wars,
now,
religion, all of
all
them,
of that.
you
Now we're
know.
finding, no, well, everybody, your truth is truth, but it's
Yeah.
your truth. And I have my truth. And this is why we can, you know, it's like there is no one single absolute truth except love, maybe. If
Yeah.
there's one, it might be love. Because that's the fabric that combine, you know, joins everything. So, but you know, and that's just sad to think that all of that has been happening all these eons because everybody thought there was one truth. And now we're waking up to the fact. We know it now. That there is no one truth, one anything, you know, it's we all have our version of it, and that's okay. The biggest thing is that's okay.
Yeah.
You can be right, and I can be right.
And
Oh,
you're both right.
and we are both right, yes. So,
Yeah, I
yeah.
love that. And learning that was such an expansive thing because, you know, we just react to the world so differently. I have a spider crawling across my monitor, you guys. Anybody want to look up spider and see what it means?
I think it's a
Dun-dun-dun.
good thing.
I think it is. It's probably about, I think it's something to do with well, it's just what we're talking about, our own truths. We create our realities. I
We
think the
create
web
our
is,
web,
yep, we
our
create
own
our web. I
web.
think it's the same kind of thing. Oh, he's moving around again. He stopped for a little bit. Bye bye.
Since you understood my message, I'll leave now.
He totally is. He's like, off he goes.
You got the message.
All right. As long as he's not in my view, because that was distracting because he was crawling around on the top of the monitor. And I'm just like, are you going to go down on the screen? Are you going to come after me? What are we doing? Eat my
And it's probably
flesh.
like this.
Just a little guy. No. Exactly. Okay. So are we ready to hear where everybody is from?
I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Are they ready? Okay, you guys.
We're gonna release
Tiffany, butterfly
Tiffany.
in the sky. Are you ready?
Sure. I just wanted to say that all truths are true unless it's my truth, and then everybody else needs to follow that because my truth is the superior truth.
Right,
Isn't that
well.
the truth?
Has that been your experience, Julia? Oh,
Just
absolutely.
kidding. That is the absolute truth.
So Julia's truth is that your truth is the truth, so therefore it's her truth too that your truth is the truth.
All the truth.
We promised these guys that the show would get better. All
Right. We
right.
have Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh my goodness, who's in Fayetteville? You're
It's
right next
Crystal.
door.
It's Crystal.
Oh,
Oh,
hi, Crystal.
Boston, North Carolina, Quebec, Florida, Michigan. Sydney, Oregon, New Jersey, Indiana, London, Kansas, South Africa. We got a
Nice. Okay.
Portland, Romania,
Ooh.
Australia, Croatia, Washington, another Oregon, Australia. That's a Judy.
Hey,
Hi,
Judy.
Judy.
Arizona, Seattle, California, Nova Scotia, New York, San Diego, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, New York, Australia, Washington,
Nice.
Oregon, UK.
Wow. Nice. Very nice. Well, did you see your beams going up and then spreading, covering the earth?
Yes. All the lovin's going out into the bubble. I see Tiffany's truth is the truthiest truth. Thank you, Kathy. I couldn't help it. It made me laugh, and so I wanted to read it.
That's good. I'm
Wonderful. All right, are we ready for questions?
ready.
Do we have those are all good. I don't know what the
What's going
okay.
on
Are we
here?
ready for questions, Tiffany?
Yeah, please hold.
Yay.
Okay, so all right, I'm going to, Mom, I'm gonna give this
Wait, which mom?
oh, sorry. Miss Julia Cannon, I'm gonna give you this option because I know you have not seen it yet.
Yeah, and I bet it, I knew it's coming up. I've got tickets to see it tomorrow.
You still haven't seen it?
I have not.
I got the coolest message on that from the
Well, I don't
Octurian.
want to talk about it. La 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 la.
So, do you
anytime
want
you
me to
talk, I
just.
will plug my ears and not listen.
Okay, well, I was gonna say, do you want me to ask it and see if you want to talk about it or hold off?
Okay, you can
Ask
ask
it.
it, but if it's something that's going to spoil the movie, I don't want to. Anyway, we'll see how we go with it. We'll see because I haven't watched it yet and I don't want anything to spoil it. I haven't watched any reviews. I haven't watched, I've told anybody who's watched it not to tell me anything because I like to be fully absorbed in the surprise.
Don't worry, I told her everything. So, this question is from Becca. Tiffany the Magnificent, what does everyone think about the movie Disclosure Day? And what about Disclosure do you feel it portrayed correctly and or incorrectly?
After that.
So I feel like you need to plug your ear on this.
Okay.
Also, have you heard of or know who quote unquote the lady is, the divine feminine no longer repressed? Did anyone else notice synchronicities?
So that was the message from the Octurians because some people were like, oh, there needed to be more and blah blah blah. And the message was that there was symbols in there that will be used that people will keep seeing. Julia already knows what the symbol is, but that there are hidden messages and subliminals in that movie that we are not even aware of, and that it's there to assist the awakening and prepare people for more disclosure. So I think that the movie was designed very creatively. And I think that it did, I would say, kind of a soft disclosure of stuff that we already heard of and kind of already knew, but then there's so much more going on in that movie that we're that is opening us up to the possibilities of the next level of that disclosure. Hopefully I said that right. And there she goes.
So I felt, yeah, you
Oh.
can unplug. We've already talked about this.
Okay.
I was asleep for day. I slept so much. Like, okay, I will say that day of, I was out in the sun all day. I think it was a combination of stuff. But yeah, I fell and I told her this too. There was a lot of stuff that I'm sure I still needed to process and I still, like
Yeah.
I almost said, I probably want to see it again because I'm sure there were a lot of things in there that I missed, or I
Yeah.
didn't miss
Well,
subconsciously,
come up
right?
here and we'll
But
watch it together and we'll go see it.
okay,
So
but I
this you
did
can hear,
sleep.
Julia. I think it's like the hypnosis sessions where you got to listen to them again because there's going to be things there that you didn't,
And you
just like
process
Tiffany
them for a
said.
long time afterwards. You're processing, so
Yeah. So yeah, rest spot on, Tiffany. So you slept for the next day? Is that what you were saying?
she was
The next
day.
day, I was done. Like, I didn't move. I couldn't move. Like, I was so unmotivated. I don't know how many hours I slept the
You
next
think
day.
your mom could hear what I was saying? Like the piece that I was saying that.
No, I heard messages and I plugged
I
harder.
know, I was just asking her if she thinks that's something I could share with you. Because
I don't think you gave any spoilers.
no, the Arcturians were just saying that there's a lot of subliminal things in the movie. And then Tiffany saying she fell asleep. I'm like, well, there you go. You know, there was a lot of things in there for activation and that type of thing. And you
That
know,
makes sense.
we're taking it in as this movie, and there is, you know how they do that where there's things in the backgrounds and stuff, and unless you went frame by frame, you wouldn't catch it, but it's getting to our subconscious.
Sure.
So thank you, Tiffany, for sharing your experience with that, because that makes so much sense to me after my understanding of what was going on. So, yeah. Very cool. There's this other chat that's going on, and I
I
keep
know,
thinking
and it doesn't make
it's
any
to us,
sense
and
to
it's
me, so
not.
I'm
It's
like, I I'm
going on right here, so we keep
yeah.
looking down, and it's not about us.
No, it's not at
No.
all.
So,
You guys have FOMO? Is that what you're
a
saying?
little bit, because you guys are talking about something that we're not able to look at right now. So
No, it makes no sense, but it's okay. We'll let it go.
I'm gonna guess that there's a banner that was gonna be put up, and now it's maybe not. I don't know. But I'm gonna say it. You guys, if you got in here late, please, if you have a question, get in the chat and put Tiffany in capital letters, Butterfly Tiffany, Goddess Tiffany, Question Master Tiffany, however you want to label that. Just make sure Tiffany's name is in capital letters so she knows it's your question. There. So now we can just do it like that. So, Goddess in the Sky, is there any other questions? I think she's busy. She's probably chatting or.
I'm having lots of conversations.
You are.
This question is from Auntie Sean.
Okay.
Oh, question, Goddess Tiffany. I think I know, but would like insight. I was very angry slash frustrated in dream at a Christmas party at work. I was upset because I wasn't kept in the loop about it. I was upset because I didn't have anything for the exchange in the dream. Someone tried giving me an envelope, but I was like, I didn't have anything in return. What did the ladies think?
Well, I think it's funny that that comes on the tail of you saying, or something about fear of missing out and stuff. And so that to me, that one, it's control. Two, it's yeah, I mean, that kind of goes along with the dreams where there's a test and it's a surprise to you. You didn't know anything about it. You're not prepared. It kind of feels like that. It's like there's things happening unexpectedly, and see, it's like a loss of control. I don't know what's going on. Why is this? that kind of thing. It feels like that. I don't know if there's anything going on in the life, in your life that maybe you are feeling. They're saying, yeah, out of control on. So this is a control thing. I was thinking it was going to be in the direction of feel like you're missing out on something, but I'm
Well,
hearing it's control.
you can't
But I guess it
control it
is.
when you're missing out on something.
True, because that's why we feel like we're missing out is because I want to be part of it. Why am I not part of it?
Yeah. And I'm gonna do a different scenario and then, you know, just go with what feels right. But I was listening to Everyone Has Gifts. I don't have a gift. Everyone's sharing their gifts. I have no gifts to
Oh, I
share.
love that.
And then someone's trying to give you a gift to share, but you're resistant to it. So where is it that you're not accepting your gifts?
Love it.
You are, oh, I get chills with that too.
Yeah, that feels
You're
really
ready
good.
to fully embrace something that you consider to be a gift, like if it's an intuitive, psychic, whatever those are, healing, energy, all of that. And you're ready to accept your gifts, but you feel like
You're
you have
trying to
nothing to give.
control how you get it.
Yeah. Let that part go, that control piece go, and just be in the flow. Because we know when we try to control it, then we block it.
Yeah,
won't come in
exactly.
because we're in the wrong frequency. You got to become the frequency match, and that's
Yeah.
the higher and receptive energy. And when you're trying to make something happen, or you're frustrated or angry because you don't have a gift, you're not seeing that you do have the gift, and in
Ooh,
fact, you
yeah.
are the gift. And so let that gift be seen and heard, and the things that you have to say are really important to somebody that's listening. And sometimes we don't realize how much somebody else needs to hear something we have to say. And I've had that experience, and I'm sure you have too, Julia, where we're sharing something on our YouTubes or whatever. You have the show with Kaya too, and we share something, and then later we hear from the audience in some capacity about how important that was that they heard that day. And we're just being ourselves and sharing. And
Exactly. It just comes in. Many times we don't even remember saying it. I don't. It just comes in and it's just something you
we're probably
said.
guilty of that too, where we're reading the comment, "Thank you for saying that thing." And it's like, what did I say?
Yeah.
But that's
Exactly.
because we are,
In the moment.
we're in the moment, and we're allowing to, spirit is using us to say things that somebody needs to hear, and we're just flowing with it. So, yeah. So anyways, to the one that had the gift dream, be the
Yeah.
gift. You are the gift.
You are the gift.
You
I
didn't need to
love
bring a
that.
gift because you are the gift. So be the
So
gift.
allow and be.
I like it. Good question. Good dream. It's exciting. There's big things coming. You're getting everything you've ever wanted and much, much more.
And
All
hold on,
right. She's unmuted. Queen Tiffany.
This question is from Beach Soap and Candle. Bright and shiny star Tiffany. This is a super busy energetic time for me, and I've had more deja vu this week than I've ever had before. What might that indicate?
I think you're bouncing around timelines, is what I think.
Yeah, I mean, deja vu, one of the explanations I've heard, and it makes so much sense and it resonates with me, is we do dress rehearsals all the time, like the night before, the day before. I mean, in our dream state, that's one of the things we're doing is we're rehearsing what will happen the next day. We're kind of planning ahead. And so we're going through different timelines, different scenarios, and it's like, well, which one do I will work the way I want it to, whatever I'm wanting to accomplish, which one do I want to do? And so we probably have seen it before. We've already done it because that's the one we chose to do. We did other ones too. It's like, no, that isn't working the way I want or something like that. And then we decided on this one. And so it sounds like you're just really in the groove and you remember it. There's also saying that's to help, that's proof, that's to show you whatever it is you're working on is to show you. See, you're there, you're in it.
Bravo.
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of saying the same. I mean, that was saying the same thing of the you're in different timelines, and like Julia was saying, you're picking
Yeah.
the one that most likely is the smoothest path.
Yeah.
Path of least resistance.
Least
Deja
resistance or
vus.
the one that gets you what you want to accomplish.
Yeah. And so you're having the deja vus of being there, testing it out. I like
And
it.
it sounds like from what you're saying that your world's moving. It's like things are happening. So they probably were sitting still for a while and very slow. And then now it's like, go. Like you were saying, Tracy, and it's just, okay, now we're going. And oh my goodness. Well, see, by having that deja vu, it lets you know you've been preparing. So you're ready. You can do it. Oh, this must be what you need to hear. You're okay. Everything's fine. You can do it. It may be overwhelming, but you planned for this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's interesting because we forget that our higher selves has been orchestrating this all along, and then we get in it and it's like, who planned this? Who did it this way? Yeah, I'm gonna have to keep reminding myself of that as I'm packing things up and going, what was I thinking? Yeah.
Yeah, because you've been thinking this for quite a while.
Yeah, but there's not a lot you can do until you know what you're doing. And that, because I could have started packing a bunch of things up, but if I didn't get the house, then I'd just be unpacking it.
True.
So it's like, oh, just wait. Now it feels like, okay, ready, set, go.
Yep.
All right. What else do we got out there, Miss Tiff?
You kind of are leading into, I guess, a good sec next question. This is from Elena. So free will can change the whole contract. So why would we need to be slaves of contracts? Archangels do not have that. They are set free.
Well, the
Might need
angels
you
are
to
a whole
read that
different thing.
again.
Yeah. That we have, why are we slaves to the contract? Let's look at your words there. If you want to, let's just, first of all, I mean, that the energy in words is so powerful, and
Yes.
that gives a lot of your energy around this right now. And then the same is like, well, the angels have it better than we do. They don't have to go through this, but we chose to do this. The angels and our guides, I mean, they're all guides and messengers. So that's
They have
the,
to watch us do this, and
yeah,
they're
they
over there
want
going.
it. Yeah. But as far as like we make their agreements, that's why I don't like to call them
Yeah.
contracts,
I
because
was going to
contracts
say
are
the
so
same thing.
severe, and it's like,
Yeah,
oh,
we're
kind of
agreeing
like
to
a
do these
contract.
things for each other.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're agreements, and things that we make agreements with other souls of things that we want to do together. I have things I want to accomplish, and I need souls to help me. So we have other souls saying, okay, I'll help you with this. I'll play this part and you play that part, and we can all do these things, and we're gonna make these things happen. This is what we're helping each other make things that we want to accomplish. And we get in here and we're doing that. It's not that we're a slave to it. This is what we chose to do. And all the souls, I mean, we're helping each other. We all chose to do that for each other. So, and then free will comes in. Free will, in my opinion, is about our reactions to things. Because what is it we, the only, really, the only thing we have control over is how we think about something, how we react to something. It's ours. That's it. We can't control anybody else. We can't dictate how somebody else does anything. We can't even manifest how somebody does something. We don't have that kind of power or control. Only thing we control is ourselves, our thoughts, our words, our beliefs. And we create all of that by that's what we can do. So that's why I'm saying choose your words. What do you want to manifest here? What do you want your world to be? Do you want to be a slave to something that's got complete control of you? Because that was the energy. And I'm not, this is a wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad you asked this question, because there's so much learning here. But this is one of the things that I'm constantly wanting to remind people of, is to pay attention to what you say. Pay attention to your words, because they carry so much energy, so much power. Your words are, see, everything's computing, computing, computing. That's why we pay attention to what we're putting in. And then what we say, we're creating our reality with that, with what we think and what we say. And all those create our beliefs.
When
So,
we
see,
get that
belief.
concept, I think it's going to be such a game changer for us because.
Exactly. Because when we keep believing that others have control of us, or others have whatever, see, that's the world we're creating. It's our own personal world. It's not the world at large. It's our own personal world. And when we have a personal world of whatever, then we see through that lens. And then that's what the world looks like to us.
Yeah.
But it's a single solitary world of one. It looks like it's the whole entire world, but it's just this one. And every single person has the free will to choose how they see their world, how they react to their world, how they, whatever, how they think their world. It's all, that's what, to me, that is so astounding. That's so empowering that we, each one of us, can change our complete reality by changing this, changing the thoughts we think.
Yeah,
Anyway,
such.
that's my soapbox. That's one of my soapboxes.
Well, I think, you're one of the ones that changed my reality around how I was experiencing the world because you would always point that out that I'm creating what I'm believing and, not in my reality,
Not in my world. Not in my
not my
world. Yep.
world. And so, and I tell this story when we get in these subjects because it's funny, I was so frustrated with you because I'm like, how is that not your world? This is happening, blah, blah, blah. And yet Julia would be like, oh, I had no idea. It wasn't affecting me. It wasn't in my world. And then I finally got it. I'm like, I get it now. And so now when somebody else is telling me about all the upheaval here and upheaval there, and I'm like, is that actually happening in your
Yeah,
world, in your reality?
exactly.
Or is, you know, and I get it. Things happen for people, you know, and if they need an experience, they're going to be drawn to that experience. But then once you get what you wanted from that experience, it no longer needs to exist.
Yes.
But it may need to still exist for someone else. So it may still be out there and kind of in a backgroundy, veily kind of way. But when you're not putting your attention on it and you're focusing on your joy and what you can create and you're manifesting and on your path, when you quit looking at everybody else, you know, your world will change and you will start experiencing more of what you actually want and just quit watching the other stuff,
Yeah.
you know, unless you feel like you're learning from it. But you know, if it's just causing you turmoil and trauma and it actually doesn't affect you. I remember years ago when, I'll say it was when Trump got in the office the first time, I had a gal that called me and she was like, I can't even step outside my house. There's all these things going on. I said, you literally can't step outside of your house. What's going on? Well, nothing. So when you step outside of your house, are you safe? Well, yeah, I'm safe. I said, so are your neighbors not safe? No, they're okay. I said, so who's not safe? Well, these other people. Well, who are those people? Do you know any of those people? Well, no. Do you know of anybody that's being affected by this personally?
Yeah.
No. And yet she let it control and make her feel isolated and scared. And yet she didn't know anybody that had actually experienced anything like that. You guys got to remember that a lot of our news is fake news. So she didn't know anybody. Nobody in her area was actually affected by it. Her personally was not affected by it at all. And, you know, like she created this whole reality. And yet, if she stepped outside of her house, she had a really friendly, kind neighbor and lived in a small town that was really safe. And she actually wasn't having that experience personally. And that really was a gift to me to hear her and work with her on that, because I realized how much we can hold ourselves prisoner just by some of the propaganda that gets fed to us and how it can affect us. And you know, we've been traveling all over. You've traveled all over the world. I'm finally getting to do some of that myself, and it's like I have yet to see anyone. I've been treated so kind everywhere, and everywhere I go, people are like me and want the same kind of things I want and live their lives
Yeah.
and just beautiful souls. And I've gone, yet last year I went to Egypt and to Mexico and both places, but oh, don't go, it's so scary. And we had the best experiences and the kindest people. So think about the energies, how it's affecting you. So anyway, I'll get off that box.
No, I mean, yeah, these boxes are there for a reason. I mean, and
Yeah.
you know, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We probably exhausted that one, so we can let Tiffany come in with a
Hopefully it
new question
landed.
for us. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody needed to hear something that we were talking about for sure. Oh, goddess.
This question is from Lisa Light.
Oh, very nice.
Beautiful Tiffany, for soul speak, is there a way we can use it on our pets? Let's say for our elderly pets or have for our elderly pets or have illness. Would talking to them intuitively work or learning what their body is telling them through their health problems?
Miss Tiffany, how about we turn this question to you? What can you tell people about soul speak and your pets?
I can tell you that I don't learn anything.
I think
Maybe
you
we'll give it
have.
back to Julia.
Okay. Okay, first of all, yes, but it's not going to be in the way that you think. And you can always, I mean, always talk to your pets, and always you can telepathically communicate with them. But you need to understand what's actually going on when a pet has an illness or a situation. What they are doing is they are reflecting what is going on in the home. So there's probably something. See, they're showing you either something going on with you or someone else in the house. There's something going on in the home, and they're reflecting that in case you're not seeing it. And that's the beautiful role they have agreed to play. As soon as you look deeper into your own situation, your own health, your own whatever it is reflecting, and you start working on that, they will automatically start getting better. So, see, it's not how we think it would be. It's like, I have to fix them. No, we got to fix ourselves. Everything is always going to come back to us. These beautiful souls have agreed to do this for us. I mean, it's gorgeous that they do this.
They
Why
do.
I said I haven't learned anything.
Oh,
But
because your animals don't need to reflect anything back to you. Got it.
no.
Oh.
They don't, because I should have, figured all this stuff out for myself.
You want
But
to share anything with that? That's why I was
no, I mean, I don't want, So my cat, who's like my little buddy best friend, like is super close with me, he's diabetic. He's was diagnosed diabetic. How many years? Been probably 3 years now, I
Yeah, I
think.
think so.
And so I have to test him and give him insulin twice a day, every day, to keep him regulated. And yeah, so we were trying to break that down based on what does, low blood sugar, what does, or I guess high blood
Diabetes.
sugar, yeah, diabetes, go into. So you can elaborate on that if you want.
Okay, and diabetes in general, that has to do with, it's the sugar in the body. It's regulating. It's high, low. It doesn't really matter which way it's going. It's out of balance. So your sugar, and the sugar in this instance is representing joy. So it's saying that most of the time when that comes up, it's like you're not having joy. You're too much into drudgery or something like that, and it's like you've forgotten the joy. You've forgotten your dream. You've forgotten to have fun. And that's what her cat was reminding her of, is what we came up with, because she was so, and just, I'm just working. I go to work and I come home and I just go to sleep and I'm just, that's it, just one track, that kind of thing. And yes, she was taking care of his needs and start, doing the insulin and everything, but it's amazing how quickly he responded when she starts. She's having fun now. She has a life. She goes out with friends. She's going to different things, and she's found a way to incorporate the two together. And he is really thriving. I mean, she says I give him insulin twice a day. There's many that he's really lowered on his dose. He's like, I think he's really getting close to being weaned off myself. He's definitely doing so much better than in the beginning.
See, so maybe you are learning, Tiffany.
Well, I think maybe it comes, it ebb and flows, right? Nothing's ever a
So
process,
true.
that's for sure.
Very, very, very true.
I think I'd like to also add that I wonder if it has to do with your thoughts of yourself, not being kind to yourself.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. So you have to look at all of it. All of it. It's like, where's the message? What is it? What's it trying to show me? Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Good one. Very good, ladies. All right, Miss
So in this
Tiffany.
situation, if you want to share what the animal, what the situation, I mean, don't have to share if you don't want to, but that's where looking at it. I don't know if you've read the book or what. I know in the course I go into it, because I added that later, because that became, people kept asking about that. So I added it to my course, where it's not in the book. So if you've, if you have the book, then you can look, okay, what is my, what would that situation be for me? If I were to have it, what would it be for me? What would it be showing me? And the cool thing about this is I had a veterinarian call me one time and just ask me my thoughts on when pets are, when they have illnesses. And I told him this. He goes, I absolutely, you are dead on, at dead on. He goes, I see animals come in all the time with exactly the same diagnosis as their person. And it's like, he goes, I totally agree with you. So see, it then he's around it all the time, so that was great to get that confirmation.
Yeah. It's amazing how much they'll share with us through their physical.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, goddess.
Their animal has kidney disease and arthritis.
Okay. So kidney disease is about letting go of toxins. So the kidneys really, they filter the toxins out of the urine and the blood. I mean, the blood, and it goes into the urine. The blood, it's urine. God, I just forgot all my nursing. I just went, Freak! Anyway, they have to do with the urine. They have to do with toxins. They're filtering and releasing what is no longer needed. So maybe looking at if there's a toxic situation, arthritis can be, arthritis in general, I don't know where it is or anything, but what's coming in again, I guess we're dealing with a lot of control stuff right now, but that's what's coming in. It's like there's control. And so you might look at, and I don't know if it's you, I don't know if it's somebody else in the house, it'd be somebody, it's like something, maybe a controlling type situation that maybe is toxic, so that's what if just rough, I mean, more questions have to be asked and stuff like that, but just based on what you said there, that's what it is kind of leaning toward. Thank you for sharing.
Tracy, this may go on kind of like what you were talking about earlier, but this question's from Colleen. Totally terrific, Tiffany.
Oh, that is what I was saying earlier.
I know, all the time. What, if anything, can we expect energy-wise from the summer solstice this weekend? That's
Oh,
right, it is. It's coming up like in 2 days, yeah.
yeah. Let's just look at that. Let's both look at that and see what pops in for that, because I haven't actually looked at the astrology around it. Let's see if we can get a summer prediction going. Let's see. I feel like there's a shift. There's a shift. Something, the way they're showing it to me is almost like yin yang switches positions. So something shifts. And okay, well, this is going to be tricky for me because they're saying if you're not paying attention, there's things you're going to miss. There's something, there's some subtle things going on in the background. Since I'm like, but I'm going to be busy. Don't do that to me. You can pay attention to it. There's some subtle things that are going to go on in the background that later become bigger things. And if you catch it in the subtlety, you're going to be like way ahead of the game when it becomes more apparent for like obvious. So pay attention to subtle things going on during the summer. Have fun. This is our big assignment for all of humanity, is it is so important for us to find our joy, do things that make us happy. Back to my life lesson, quit giving our joy up for everyone else's happiness. Oh, well, you go ahead and have the last cookie. No, break the cookie up. And
We can all have cookie.
all have cookies. Even Latte wants it. My dog, I don't know if you can hear her barking because I know the microphone sometimes will block that out, but she is literally laying in her dog bed over here, just barking because somebody went through a door. She's not getting up to go see who it is. She just wants them to know she's aware.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's okay for us to have what we want. And I think that the more we start to understand that and start to take care of ourselves, rest when we need to rest, say no when we need to say no, go for walks, do things of joy, don't work so many hours, those kinds of things, then we're really going to start to see our worlds shifting. And if we can all do that this summer, Daryl with Bashar, sorry, it just totally escaped me because I wanted to say he has been promoting contact in 2027. And he's creating that reality. He's even talked to us about that. I'm saying it because we're creating it together. Let's get ready for that. And that's what I feel like this is part of the subtlety subtle things will happen. Maybe you'll see something in the sky, or have some contact, have dreams that you're remembering of being on ships, different things like that. Subtle things that are happening that you normally would have went, oh, I just had that dream. And now I want you to go, oh, I had a visit. I had a journey,
Yeah, be
and
open to
start
the possibilities.
recognizing, yeah, start recognizing those little things, because when that shift comes and we get our contact that everybody's been calling in, and I believe it'll come, you're going to be more prepared for that. And here's what happens is our brains are like filters. It'll only let us see what we're ready to see, right?
Absolutely.
And if we keep expanding that, it's going to let us see more. We're getting kicked off. I'm
Yeah,
going to
we
have to
are.
wrap that up. But that was such a good question. Thank you.
Very good.
And
Yes. Thank you. And I'll post all of the websites below the video and you will too. So either way.
QHHTofficial.com. Go there.
Yeah,
Okay.
go on. Bye. Love
Bye,
you, everybody.
everyone.
Thank you so much.